Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Matt Troha. Matt is the IHSA's media coordinator, and as a part of that responsibility, he oversees the Journalism State Series. But this year, he's also going to serve the administration as its lacrosse administrator. So it'll be fun today to spend a couple of moments talking with Matt about the IHSA's newest state tournament. So Matt, welcome to Happenings.
As a longtime listener, Kurt, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. You know, a couple weeks ago, Matt, we talked with Craig Anderson about the journey lacrosse has taken to get to the point it finds itself here in Illinois as a recognized state series sport. But why don't you build on that a little bit and tell our listeners, you know, about, you know, what a lacrosse game looks like, its popularity nationally, and just sort of fill in some of those general details.
Sure. Well, first off, when it comes to the popularity, you know, the youth numbers both in Illinois and across the country have more than doubled in the last decade and continue to grow. They grow at the high school level. So we know that we have a nice pipeline coming of young players who are interested in the game and want to play the game. So, you know, we're just excited about the opportunity for growth for the sport all over Illinois. In a very broad sense, you know, what the game looks like, it's going to be played on a field roughly the size of a football field. Mm-hmm. There are some differences in the girls and boys game. That starts with the number of players. The boys are going to have 10 on the field. That includes a goalie. Girls are going to have 12, which also includes a goalie. One of the things that's unique to the game is that it's split up. The field is split into kind of three areas. You've got your defensive end, your midfield, and then the end that you're going to attack and try and score at. And another part that's unique is that, you know, the players are sort of restrained by each of those areas. So you're never going to have all 10 or 12 players, whatever it might be, in one end trying to score at the same time. But it's a fast-paced game. You know, there's generally high scoring, a lot of skill involved, but it's fun. And you know, the more kids, I think, that play it, the more I enjoy it. So, like I said, it's going to continue to grow.
So how about some of the – is lacrosse then a game like – soccer and basketball in that the boys and girls play by the same rules, it looks the same? Are there some differences between the two genders?
Yeah, you know, you're going to notice a lot of differences if you go watch the two games. Starts with the equipment. The boys game is a little bit more physical. You're going to see the boys in a full helmet. You know, looks similar to like a goalie mask or one of those new catcher and baseball masks. They're also going to wear the shoulder pads. The girls, on the other hand, are not going to have shoulder pads. They don't wear the full helmet. Some of them do wear headgear just as a precaution, but they're definitely not in the full helmet. And the games, the length of the game, the girls play two 25-minute halves. The boys play four 12-minute quarters, and generally more starts and stops as well in a girls' game.
Because I know this was one of the discussion points when the board of directors was deciding whether to move lacrosse into the fold, if you will, had to do with officials. You know, in terms of are there enough? Are we educate? How are we going to best educate them? All those kinds of things. But do we feel good about where we're at with our officials' numbers?
I think it's like any IHSA sport in that we always want and always need more officials. But based on the number of schools we have competing, you know, we're comfortable with the level we're at entering this first year. We've done just some general kind of educational seminars on the game, and did one of those at Glenbard West and plan to do another this spring, just for anyone who really isn't sure what lacrosse is and may have interest in potentially officiating it. We wanted to get them some kind of baseline knowledge and see if they had interest, and that was pretty successful. So we hope to do more of that and hopefully draw more officials from other sports, maybe somebody who's doing football or basketball and doesn't have a spring sport. For any current officials who might be hearing this, you know, what our experts tell us is that the mechanics and a lot of the other similarities of the game really translates well for basketball officials. So they tend to be able to go from basketball to lacrosse and have a pretty easy transition.
Oh, good. Get you out of here on this. When and where? First day finals.
Hinsdale Central High School is going to host our inaugural state championships. That's going to begin May 31st and end on June 2nd.
Well, that'll be here before we know it. You know, thanks for joining me here today, Matt, on Happenings at 2715 this week, and thanks for all your work in sort of shepherding lacrosse up to this point.
All right, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So on behalf of our entire production team, thanks again for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.